everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fight.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from
all the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
Hi, hi. You're both high.
I'm just trying to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing the latest legal drama with Ryan, David's drug confession, plus Kale's new reality show. Teresa, how was your weekend? Super Bowl weekend.
It was. I actually had a really bad weekend because I was sick.
Oh.
So I didn't go out for the Super Bowl, but I watched it. And okay. It was as boring as it always is.
I mean,
I guess even worse this year.
Yeah. Oh, this game was horrible. It was so boring. But I did, like, there were so many kids at my aunt's house that it was really hard to focus.
Yeah.
Halftime show was horrible.
I didn't think the halftime show was that bad.
I know. Teresa's the only one in the entire universe that actually liked it.
I mean, listen, the game was super boring. The commercials were, like, okay.
I thought they were boring.
Yeah. The only one I liked was the Pepsi one.
Yeah, that was really
funny.
That
was, like, the only one.
I like Steve, so.
Yeah. And the Sarah Jessica Parker one was good, too.
Yeah. But the rest?
The rest were bad. So, you have awful commercials. You have an awful game.
Yeah.
Then you have, like,
an
music.
An awful halftime show.
I don't know. I mean, I don't, like, the biggest fan of Maroon 5. So I didn't really go in with the expectation of, oh, my God, they're going to be amazing. So I think that's why I didn't think it was so bad. It was kind of what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, glad that they had added Travis Scott towards the end.
Yeah.
I think that made it.
Yeah. I love Travis Scott, too. I love his songs. But for Maroon 5, I didn't.
Yeah. What didn't you like about it?
I just don't think that they could carry out a great show. Like, I feel like...
But that's what I thought. That's why I didn't think it was going to be so great anyway.
But since I do like their old songs, I am a fan. Like, I like She Will Be Loved. I think there was a Sunday Morning. Like, their old songs I always listen to at the beach.
They didn't... I only like one song they didn't play. This Summer Is Gonna Hurt Like a Mother.
Oh, really?
That's the only song I like.
See, that's a new one, so I don't like their new one.
Yeah.
But, like, Animal, like, it just sounds like a bunch of nonsense.
Right.
Like I don't know. I was just going to sing it, but I just can't because it's just so bad. So when I heard that they were performing, I was like, I like them back in the day. I don't like them now. And I just think the halftime show needs to be dancing, craziness, and just really I don't know. It's just so hard to explain. Like, just mesmerizing, I guess.
I mean, I thought that Travis Scott came out with a lot of energy. And I feel like Maroon 5, Adam Levine, was trying so hard to match his energy. And he ended up looking like
an idiot.
Ridiculous. And then Big Boy did the end. That song is from, like, 2004 that they sang. That was super confusing.
Yeah, and it was also, like, where's the rest of the band?
Right.
Where, you know, people had so many questions. So, I don't know. I was just really, really disappointed. And then him taking off his shirt, like, you're hot, but it's just, we don't need that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm more bummed. I'm a Saints fan.
Okay.
So, I'm sure you know the whole controversy with why they're not in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That bad call.
Oh,
so I already
went in a bad mood.
I love Mahomes. I think he is a great quarterback, and I would have liked to see him as well in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Tom Brady. Not a fan of the Rams. So
you didn't care.
I didn't really care. I just made guacamole and chips and ate.
Yeah. Oh my God. I need so much pizza.
I think it was the food more so.
Oh yeah, the food gets me like pumped. Overall, I mean, I ate some good food. So that's truly all that matters.
When
the Jets are not in it, well, they'll probably never be in it. So every Super Bowl in the future, food is so important.
Well, let's go into this week's top three biggest stories of the week. David Eason.
Once again, he's not on Teen Mom 2, but...
But he sure is making headlines.
As always.
So Janelle posted a video of her husband chopping garlic very dangerously. I literally was watching this video and I was like, oh, he's gonna cut himself.
Yeah. I'm like, his fingers will be coming off any second now.
And he says in the video, I had sent it to you. I recorded it and sent it. He says in the video something about, I took Adderall. I shouldn't have taken it though.
Yes.
And it's just like, why post that?
Agreed.
Why? Then they were drinking beer. It appeared to be beer.
Yeah, it was like the glass bottle.
Right, while he was operating machinery and using a chainsaw. And it's just like, you wonder why you guys get so much hate. And it's like, you do this to yourself.
Exactly. Like, Janelle, you posted this video. And then, besides the chainsaw, the videos of the kids on the four-wheelers.
Yeah.
You're allowing your small children, Kaiser, I think Jace, Ensley, to be on four-wheelers while you're under the influence, you know, while you're drinking beer. Like, that's just...
At, like, noon.
Yeah, it was broad daylight. You know, you guys set yourselves up for these, you know, this backlash and these stories. Like, Janelle, why did you post that video of your husband chopping up garlic? It wasn't funny. It was stupid. I had to watch it so many times. I was like, what is even happening in this video? What is all this commotion in the background? It sounded like he was also talking to another man. I also heard like some kids, but they just set themselves up. And then Janelle goes and cries on Instagram story. And she's like, I'm depressed, you know, a sad face emoji. You do this to yourself and you wonder why everyone hates you and David.
I completely agree. And it's just frustrating because I feel like she's really trying to like fix her reputation. And she's trying to like, you know, like I've gotten a few press invites from her. And it just seems like, you know, she's trying to get back into everyone's good graces, which is great. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you have to do what you have to do for your career. Go to events, you know, do what you have to do. She has her makeup line supposedly coming out soon. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. It's just like you're never gonna it's like Mackenzie. It's like you're never gonna fix your reputation.
Never.
When you post things like this or when your husband gets arrested.
Yeah.
So like, you know, her husband has charges against him right now from the illegal towing incident. He has courts for that in March. He continues to spew hate.
Yeah. On social media.
On social media. And it's just like, I don't know. I have no words. It's like you think that he can't shock anymore, and then they both keep posting these things.
Yeah.
Trying to one-up the last awful thing that they did.
Yeah.
So I think that they both need to stay off social media, stick to the show, and that's it.
The thing is with sticking to the show, like, so she complains all the time about editing. She's like, MTV makes my life look horrible, makes us look like we're fighting, and we're miserable, we're unhappy. He unfollows you on social media. You're posting all these weird messages saying that women are not rehab for bad men. You know, if you love her, treat her right, all of this. So you post all this and then you, you know, bash MTV for bad editing, saying that MTV is making you look bad.
So this actually brings us into our second topic this week, which is Janelle's supposed marital issues.
Yeah.
As you just explained, she's been posting really cryptic messages. She posted a video this morning. Lauren and I thought that she didn't have her wedding and engagement ring on.
It did not look like it.
My eagle eyes saw that she did have a ring on. So, but regardless of that, she still has been teasing that there's marital issues between her and David. And I mean, if I'm in a happy place in my relationship, I'm not posting quotes about how miserable I am and how women aren't this or that. Like, no. It's just strange.
I mean, even when I'm in bad places in relationships, I still don't post because I don't want to. I've never, like, gone to social media to bash an ex-boyfriend, current boyfriend. I'm like, I don't need to post a quote about, like, loving myself because it's not going to fix anything. Just read it yourself.
So she said, women are not rehabilitation centers for badly raised men. It's not your job to fix him, change him, parent or raise him. You want a partner, not a job. This turns into their marriage is over. Yeah, obviously, Janelle, who posts this if you're not having relationship issues?
Yeah. And then she also, what was the other one she posted?
If you love her, don't destroy her. Love her for her complete self and let her be herself, beautiful, wild, complete. And remember that how you treat her affects how she sees herself.
So that right there is marriage problems. That's not... Oh, like, I'm so happy in my relationship and my marriage. He's amazing.
No, and then she tried to blame show editing.
Yeah, which I thought was such a joke for her to say, this had nothing to do with David. It has to do with MTV and the way they edit their show. So you posting that women are not rehab centers for badly raised men for a man to treat a woman and, you know, that impacts the way she looks at herself has to do with MTV editing?
I have to say, this whole situation gives me a newfound respect for Caitlin and Tyler. Because Caitlin and Tyler are open about their marital issues.
Yeah.
They go to therapy on the show. They talk about what bothers them about the other. And they put everything out there for the most part. You know, we do have times where they deny issues. Yeah. And we kind of, you know, it's like, no, we talk to people who talk to you. And yeah, you guys aren't doing
this great. We talk to your friends, but okay.
Yeah. But at least they're, like, somewhat open about it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, Janelle and David, all they do is put things under the rug. Like, everyone has fights. You literally could have said when that 911 call came out, you know, oh, you know, we were fighting. But instead, when that first came out, it was like, oh, it was a drunken misunderstanding.
Yeah, I tripped over a fire.
And he tripped on top of me.
No. Out of my 27 years of living, that has never happened to me that I've tripped and someone tripped over me. I've gone to...
David tried to catch me and save my life.
Yeah, that has never happened. When I trip by myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That's just such a made-up lie.
We'll get into that when we recap the episode.
Yes.
But it's like, just be open. Say it. Yeah, David and I got into a fight. I was mad because last week he did this and I did this and blah, blah, blah. We were having issues and now we're fine. Like, just own up to it. Don't be like, oh my God, I changed my status to single. I'm not single. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, that means we're separated. Divorced. What?
Yeah.
I'm not getting a divorce. List relationship status. Separated.
Yeah, it's like just be real.
David unfollows me on social media. What? We're not having problems.
Wait, my favorite thing was last season when they got into that huge fight. And the next day production was
oh
like.
Oh my God, yes.
So like what happened yesterday? Kirsty, I think. Or Kristen?
Yeah, Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen. And then Janelle's like, but like with like the fakest, like brainwashed smile.
Yeah, her eyes, you could like see right through them.
What are you guys talking about? We didn't fight last night. Yeah,
nothing is wrong. I was like, this is a horror film right now.
It was literally like a cult.
That was like, oh my God, agreed. That was, what was it, last week's episode when they were at dinner. And Kristen, God bless Kristen, that producer, man. She deserves a raise.
She deserves an Emmy.
Yeah, she truly does because her acting skills on point. I would be like the worst producer. I'd be like, Janelle, you are lying. Tell me the truth. Like, but so Kristen, David texted her like threatening to show up to the shoot when they were at the pumpkin patch. And Kristen was reading all these texts from David and she was like, did you know that David was texting me? She was like, no. And then later on, she was like, actually, like, he just wanted to mess with you. He was like, yeah, I'm going to, like, you know, make Kristen really scared or whatever. Janelle, you literally just said that you had no idea that David texted Kristen. And now you're saying that David texted Kristen to mess with her and make her, like so scared and freaking out. So those are two different stories.
All she has to say is, you know what? He is upset because he hasn't been pumpkin picking with the kids. He's missing out on family time.
Yeah.
He is upset. That's all. That's understandable. I would be upset too if I couldn't go pumpkin picking with my children because cameras are there. I get it.
Yeah, we get it. But, I mean, he was sending like threatening texts.
I mean,
like,
he shouldn't have threatened. But yeah. Janelle also should have been honest about it.
Yeah. Janelle should have been like, all right, we'll go pumpkin picking with David and then you guys can come when just I go with my mom.
Yeah.
I think they just need to communicate better and work things out. But clearly they're not communicating because they're having marriage problems.
They're having trouble and they don't talk.
Yeah, exactly. It's just they're something else. It's just they're so aggravating because they just pretend.
Yeah.
They're like, everything's fine on the land. David doesn't follow you on Instagram, girl. What do you mean everything's fine? But, you know, we really, really hope that Janelle's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, as we'll talk about on this episode, on the recap, this week's episode, you know, brought up a lot of sensitive topics with Janelle. And a lot of people are like, you know, I hope she is making the right choices for her and her kids. But we'll get into that for the recap.
Yeah.
Getting into the third biggest story of the week, Kale is on a dating show. I never thought I would ever be saying that, but she is on a dating reality television show for MTV called Game of Clones. So when I first saw that MTV was having this new dating reality show, I didn't understand what Pauly D, Kale, And I have no idea who the other people are.
I think Cara Maria from The Challenge is on it.
Oh, okay. I don't really watch The
Challenge.
It's
all like MTV stars and reality shows.
Yeah, I just know Pauly and Kale. So when I saw it, I thought they were going to be mentors on it because why would they go?
Well, that was silly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then, you know, they would be helping other people, like average Joes, find love. But then the trailer came out, and the whole point of the show is the celebrity MTV star will get 7 clones of an ex. So this ex of Kale's, Chris Lopez, the one and only. So she has to date 7 clones of Chris Lopez. And I guess it's a way to see if you're only attracted to that type versus the person, because you'll have 7 people that look exactly like him. But are you attracted to, you know, do you want to be with him because he's a stunner or because he's a great person?
Right.
So that's what I think
so
it is.
So this is like a learning. This is them learning. It's not necessarily them. Like, are they supposed to fall in love with these people?
Yeah, they're supposed to fall in love. I mean, there's a lot of like smooching in the trailer. So.
Did she kiss anyone?
Not in the trailer.
So she had tweeted. First of all, I think that this is a show where it's like these people are just on it to, one, continue relevancy, and to, two, make money. It's an easy paycheck.
3 good Instagram followers.
Yeah.
More publicity.
There's no reason. None of these people, in my opinion, are like, I'm going to find my new husband on this show.
Yeah. Like, Pauly D's not going to go, I'm going to date this average
Pauly D
girl.
Pauly D is on every MTV dating spinoff. Everyone.
He's doing one with Vinny now. Like, any single chance
he gets to Pauly, be on TV.
Yeah. He's like, my DJ career. I don't know. Is he still DJing?
Yeah. He still does AC in
he
Vegas.
He comes to Mulcahy's and Wanta down the block from me all the time.
Does he really?
Yeah. And everyone's like, Pauly. I'm like, I don't care.
He's like not. Did you ever hear him DJ? I've went to his show before.
I think I probably saw him at like Mulk's like years ago.
I sat at his table with like all his friends.
Yeah?
Yeah, because my friend's friend is friends with him.
Okay.
So we actually sat at his table when he performed in Atlantic City at Harrah's pool party.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and then like I met him after the performance and he was just super sweet. Really nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like it because he's so goofy.
Yeah, no, he's really nice. He's exactly what he is on TV.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, he was a great DJ, but it was like, you know, I don't think it's anything, like he's getting AC, like, you know, he's at AC, he's performing in Vegas.
Wanta.
Exactly, apparently. So he's making money from DJing, but it's like,
why not pass up?
Why not? Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if we were MTV stars and they were like, hey, you want to date 7 clones of your ex, which would sound miserable for me.
Yeah.
I would be like, all right, sure. Like, it's a paycheck.
Yeah. And at that time when I had went, I think it was like 2 years ago, the Jersey Shore wasn't on the reboot. So it's like, well, now that he's back on TV, why not take more of these on TV, you know, on TV opportunities?
Exactly. Why not make some more money? But I'm just, I don't know. I'm kind of shocked that Kale would do this, but not really.
I'm not shocked at all.
She does her podcast. She has her books. Like, she already has stuff.
I'm just confused as to when she went, because we knew when she went to the marriage boot camp house.
Yes, because Javi was Snapchatting and
they both were.
We recognized the house in the back. Yeah. We're like, wait a sec. I know. We need to go back because I feel like I do remember the outfit she was wearing in the promo.
Oh.
She had, like, her braid. That's how, it's always good to, like, figure out when they're filming stuff with photos. Because she had her braid, like, a braid center part, and she had, I think, a maroon jacket on. I remember these Snapchats.
I almost feel like it was, like, a week of filming. It wasn't, like, boot camp. Even boot camp wasn't that long. It was only 2 weeks.
Yeah, boot camp was, like, 2 weeks. But
they make it seem like it's, like, 4 months on TV.
So, yeah, it was probably a week. But Kale actually said on an Instagram Q&A that she regrets doing it and she's really embarrassed.
And she also said that she was like, why wasn't going to date a guy? I'm not dating guys anymore.
Yeah,
or
she's
something
done
like
with
that.
Dating guys. So a lot of people are like, well, why are you on the show then? But I guess, like we said, publicity.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's embarrassed doing it. I guess because, I mean, no offense to MTV, but it's just a silly idea. Because they're not going to find, no one's going to find love.
You know, I feel like she wants to do the challenge. Like that was, the challenge, I apologize. She wanted to do Fear Factor.
Oh, yeah, she did. She's been like tweeting.
And they wouldn't let her do it because it like, something with her contract, she wasn't able to do it.
Yes.
So I feel like when she's able to do other shows, she like takes that opportunity.
100%.
Without really thinking it through.
Will we see her on X on the Beach with Javi? Probably. I mean, look at Farrah and Simon.
That would have been a better one.
Yeah, like, did we ever think we were going to see Simon at, you know, the X on the Beach?
Have you been watching them?
Parts of it, yeah.
Is it good?
It's more funny. Like, my friend Allison will text me, she's like, Farrah's a psycho. And I'm like, she really is. But she just, like, kicks someone in the crotch, and, like, her crotch is, like, bruised. Mm-hmm. But she's more just crazy, and it's just, like, watching it, I'm like, all right, just, I don't really care about the other people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't care about Chad. I don't even know who the other people are.
They didn't have a good cast this season.
They did.
The cast last season was better.
I'm like,
Coriana.
Yeah, I'm like, I just kind of want to watch Farrah and Simon. But now Simon's not on it. I think he got kicked off. I truly don't know, but that's exactly what it's like. She's just doing MTV shows because this is what Kale is allowed to do. Mm-hmm. So why not? I mean, I respect her for the hustle. Get the money. Get as much money as you can now.
I would go on any reality show.
I know, right? I would too. I would be like, yeah, sure, why not?
I mean, they're probably paying her thousands and thousands.
Yeah, so. You know, and then doing publicity for it. So I'm like, I would do the same thing. So I don't think she should be embarrassed. You know, you got the money. Now you could go on a nice vacation with the kids and live your best life.
And I feel like she probably learned from it. I mean, now she was all about Chris. Now it seems like she's kind of over him.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're even dating anymore.
Yeah, they're not dating.
So, I mean, maybe she learned something from it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lesson learned. But we'll be tuning in, obviously. You know, support our girls, support Pauly. Mm-hmm. The other people I don't know, but we'll just be supportive. On this week's Truth or Tale, so we've been talking a lot about Team MOG star Ryan Edwards and his legal troubles. In December 2018, he walked out of a bar, did not pay his $36 tab. He got a couple whiskey drinks. Then
6 to be exact.
Yes, 6, which definitely is a lot in my books. Then January 23rd rolls around of 2019. He was arrested.
Yep, he had 2 warrants out for his arrest.
Yes, so he was arrested for the theft and then also heroin possession.
Yeah, so this was super confusing because when he first got arrested, the clerks and the clerks and authorities didn't really know what he was arrested for.
Yeah.
So everyone's in the position of heroin. Radar later clarified once everything kind of died down that it was breaking probation from his 2017 possession of heroin arrest. There's been a few rumors as to how he broke the probation, but Radar hasn't been able to verify them. So as of right now, he just had those 2 warrants out. Then when he went to the probation office, they arrested him because of the warrants.
Yeah. So there's been a lot going on with him. So we have an update on the theft charge because, you know, people, you know, we've reported that he will be in jail until April 2019, which is quite a while away. But so we have an update on the theft charge. People are like, is he getting out?
Yep.
You know, will he be able to go home to his babies and his wife, Mackenzie? So what is that update? Because a lot of people are saying charges were dropped or something?
Yeah. So he had court on Monday at 8:30 a.m. Now, this is the Hamilton County charge against him, which is just the theft. According to the clerk of court, she exclusively told Radar that the theft was dismissed. Now, he still has the probation charge from Red Bank. So I called the jail. I spoke to the jail clerk, and they confirmed to Radar that although the theft was dismissed, he still has to remain in jail until April when he has his court hearing.
Wow. April's a long time.
April's a long time. So we're talking about 3 months? April 15th?
Yeah, because he went in.
Tax day.
Yeah. Tax day. Because he went in like mid-January. So March. Yeah, I think
almost 4 months.
Yeah. That is crazy. I mean, I wasn't really shocked that the theft charges were dropped.
I'm kind of annoyed that theft charge was dropped, to be honest, because, I mean, I didn't expect him to go to jail for that. I mean, it's it was $36.
He should have done community service.
Maybe a fine. It's more that he broke his probation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, something, but
something had to happen.
I guess they're putting it all on, you know, if they do that, like if he, you know, they make deals with them, we'll drop this if you do this. So that's probably what happened.
It's probably part of the deal. So This is just your opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen in April? So he's now serving 4 months jail time. Do you think he'll get more jail?
I think
he has to at this point, because the possession of heroin charge was from 2017. Then he failed another drug. He failed two drug tests, because I remember it was early 2018 and mid 2018.
One drug test.
And then he was also arrested in July of 2018, I think. I remember it was warm. Mm-hmm. So it's, I feel like he's been in a lot of trouble since, you know, that's all just guesses. I can't really think right now. I've been saying the wrong names all morning. But so it just seems like since the March 2017 heroin bust, there's just been a lot of downhill.
Can I be honest about what I think?
Yes.
I'm not a legal expert, and I'm not
sure.
It's just my opinion. I feel like when a court hearing is continued, it's not continued for 3 months. It's usually continued a few weeks, maybe 1 month. I feel like he's going to be there until April 15th. He's going to go to court. I think they might, you know, see if he had good behavior in court.
Yeah.
And I think if he did have good behavior, I think they're going to give him probation. They're going to let him go. That's just my opinion. I feel like, I mean, look at Adam Lind.
Yeah.
That guy, I mean, come on. He had restraining orders against him. He had assault against him. He was in jail, got out right away, and everything was dropped. It just seems like, I know he broke probation, but I just feel like, I feel like this is his sentence until April.
Yeah, this is like his time.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a long time for a court hearing to be continued.
A long time. Like April, like they definitely had free time before that.
Like David Eason, his towing court hearing was continued as well. That was initially for January, and it was continued until March.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a long time too. But because it's unimportant, I feel like it's kind of like he's on jail.
Yeah, it's just he towed a car. He didn't, you know, he's not busted for drugs or anything.
Yeah, it's like April. I feel like there was some type of deal and I feel like he's going to get out.
Interesting.
But I might be wrong. They might be like, you're getting another 2 years. I have no idea.
Yeah, because it's, you know, how long? Okay, do you remember with Amber, how long was she sentenced for?
She was sentenced to, I think, 4 or 5 years, and she only completed like 2.
Yeah. Like, look at her. You know, I truly think Ryan needs jail. That's just my opinion. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not, you know, a drug expert. That's just my opinion, because he completed 3 months of rehab, which we thought was going to be great, and it wasn't.
And the first 2 months, I almost feel like it's like his parents were forcing him to go.
Yeah.
They made it seem like this third rehab stint, he was the one who wanted to go. He was the one who wanted to get help. He figured out all this resentment he had towards his parents over taking over Bentley's life and not letting him play the dad role.
Yeah.
And he wanted to apologize to Macy about everything that had happened. I really feel like he wanted this third rehab stint.
Yeah.
And because if you go to rehab and you don't want it, you're just doing it because you have to, you're not going to take it seriously.
You're not going to go for 90 days.
Yeah. And I just feel like if this didn't work, I feel like let's try jail. Let's see what happens in jail.
Yeah. You know, I think he needs 2 years. You know, I think he needs to get his act together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rehab's not working. And I think he just, you know, he needs punishment. He keeps getting off. And it's obviously not working, you know?
He hasn't done a long-term jail stint like this.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope, we always wish the best for him. And I mean, look at Butch. It took Butch how many years? I mean, he's in his 50s now.
Yeah.
It took him how many?
60s.
It took him that long for him to finally get sober. And like, who knows if he's going to remain sober.
But then it's also, you know, Ryan should, being on the same show, Ryan should look at the impact that had on Tyler. You know, Tyler tried committing suicide in his backyard by hanging himself because of his dad's addiction.
And we don't know how Kim was back then, but he seems like he has a great mom.
Yeah, it seems like he has a great mom who's been there.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, like, he always holds that anger against his dad, and he still talks about it. Like, when they were in rehab, Butch didn't bring up Tyler's past suicide attempt, you know, and how he was always out, and he was never home, and he was always angry. Like, you know, Ryan needs to now look at these two kids and be like, I don't want them to end up like Tyler, you know, always having that burden on, you know, that weight on their shoulders that, like, look at what my dad has put me through. And that's why I think Ryan wanted this third rehab stint. It just, he was hanging out the wrong crowd. I think they also need to, it obviously wouldn't be easy, but they obviously need to move to a different town. Maybe move like in a different area of Tennessee. But clearly it's not working.
Well, we had a source tell Radar last week that he literally lasted a week after he came out of rehab. And he fell back into hanging out with the same crowd.
Yeah.
Who has done the same thing. And I agree with you. I think he needs to leave his area of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Or leave Tennessee altogether.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, with Bentley, that wouldn't be easy. For Jen and Larry, that wouldn't be easy. But he can't have a phone. He needs to move. Like, he needs to just completely start over.
From the beginning of Mackenzie's relationship with Ryan, she has been his mom. Oh, as we totally. Saw. Remember when she was ironing his underwear while he was sleeping?
Yeah, and he was, like, in the bathroom, and she was, like, bringing it in. Like, he has two legs. He could come and walk to get it. Like, you don't need to bring his underwear to the bathroom to get dressed. I think it was for the wedding? Yeah. No, what was it
no,
for?
No, I think it was just for a normal day.
Yeah, it was just an average Tuesday morning.
Yeah, like, she plays this mother role for him, and she wants to play this role. She wants to help him. She wants her husband to be her husband.
Yeah.
And I think that, honestly, after everything I've said about Mackenzie, not a big fan of her, but same. I do think that she is good for Ryan. I think she's strict and she tries to put him on the straight and narrow.
But he just doesn't listen he's a grown father of two. And he's like, I haven't listened to my parents my entire life. What makes you think I'm going to listen to you?
You know, maybe he doesn't need that. Maybe he needs a partner and not a mom because he always says Jen's a trigger. It's like, why is Jen a trigger? She's great. But it's because she's wonderful. Babies him too much.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
have we cracked the code?
Have we cracked the Ryan Edwards code? Sounds like we have.
Sounds like we did.
But, you know, I mean, I guess we'll see what will happen in April. I'm very interested. And I can't wait to hear what's going to happen. I hope he gets jail time.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate for his children and his wife and his family. Mm-hmm. But I think they would rather have him in jail for 2 years than a tragic ending.
Same.
You know, because he's going down a horrible path. But we will obviously keep you guys updated as always. So let's get into the recap.
Yeah. I think we can skip Chelsea.
Yeah. Because Aubrey started third grade. Whoa. Woo. Very cool.
Brianna was with John.
Yes.
He seems nice. Good for her.
Yeah. He does seem like a really cute, adorable guy.
He does. And it seems to be going well, so.
Yeah, you know, she was really, really happy when she went there. She saw him. He went and picked her up at her hotel. What I thought was weird was their double date. Like, I thought their dates were kind of, the other couple, they were kind of weird. Because the girl was like,
the girl was a little ditzy.
Yeah, she was like, so what else do you do besides this? And, you know, Brianna said her job. She's like, the girls, I guess I got to start watching Teen Mom since I'm going to be on it now, I guess. Like, what a weird thing to say on camera.
She was a little ditzy, but she was cute.
Yeah, she was really sweet. But yeah, just, it was very like cringeworthy. I was sitting there, I was like, God. I was like, why do they have to do a double date? Why couldn't they just go out together and go to Coney Island together?
I don't know. I kind of liked the double date. I thought
they needed a better couple.
You know, I feel like they kind of went their separate ways in Coney Island and did their own thing, which was nice. I don't know. I feel like when I was like dating and I like started going on dates with guys, it's always awkward in the beginning. And I just feel like sometimes it's nice to have like an added couple there. I kind of liked that.
I mean, I like double dates. Just, I don't know. It's just so weird.
Not
like
a good choice of couple.
Yeah, exactly. It just didn't like mix well. They were asking them like weird questions. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. But he seems like a great guy. Interested in seeing what's going to happen because there was that clip of Roxanne. She's like, I don't want to meet him.
Obviously,
like,
she's scarred. Yeah. Poor Roxanne.
Yeah, she's had to deal with quite a few of Brianna's exes. So, yeah, she's definitely scarred. But I'm interested in seeing what's happening. For Leah, she finds out that Allie is doing well.
I love Dr. Sal.
I love him.
He made me want to cry when he was like, she's getting so big. She's a shining star.
She's a shining star. I love Sal. Yes, yeah, he's great. So it was nice to hear that Allie's her health is just, you know, stable. Like there's no decreasing in anything. So, you know, she's obviously doing something right.
We saw more of Jason.
Yes. I know you don't like him, but I have to say I'm very happy that Leah is dating someone older and he understands things. So just hearing, Teresa's giving me a dirty look right now. So just hearing him have this conversation with her and just like supporting her and, you know, that's what she needs.
Because you don't think he's weird?
I don't think he's weird.
I feel like he's so weird.
I don't. I think he's great.
He's like, hey, Allie, where are you going? Looking all sassy.
I think he's just so trying to be funny. Yeah. Like,
I don't get his humor. I think that's what it is. It's like the meth man humor. I don't get it.
Oh, that humor I didn't get. But I do get, like, you know, just like funny. I mean, if Cole said that to Aubrey, you would be like, ah, Cole. Like, he's weird with Aubrey, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just them trying to be, like, dad funny, I guess. But
I did appreciate him supporting Leah.
Yeah. And just, like, he's able to comprehend. Like,
yes. If
Leah was dating someone our age, they would be like, she has what? So what does that mean? Like, he's like, okay, so, you know, her health is stable. Like, what does that mean? Like, moving forward, like, do we get longer appointments? Like, he just understood. And that's what she needed.
You can see the difference between Jason and Jeremy. I feel like Jeremy would have just been like,
that's happy to hear.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like he, like, actually provides feedback and actually, yes. Yeah. No, I think he's good for that. I think he's a little weird, but she seems happy, so.
Yeah, I think they're really
great.
Who
am I to judge?
And then for Kale, she finds out her sister's pregnant, which was major. So what do you think of her meeting up with her sister?
Okay. I think that I understand why Kale would want to reconnect with her mother, and I'm very happy that she chose not to, because I just feel like Susie has always been this destructive presence in Kale's life.
Yeah.
And she has made no effort to see her daughter, see her grandkids. The last time she saw her grandkids, Kale accused her of watching Lincoln drunk. And I just feel like having Susie in her life, she would just continue to have this destructive relationship that's just going to hurt her in the end.
Yeah.
I think unless Susie says, Kale, I've been to, you know, AA, I've been to therapy, I am ready to be the mom that I should have been, I want to be a grandma to your kids, I'm sober, then I think it's okay. I don't think Kale should reach out to her because I don't think Susie is ready.
Agreed.
I think Kale has positive people in her family, like her sister, and I feel like she should focus on having relationships with her sister, with cousins, with people like that. You shouldn't let the wrong, just because they're your family doesn't mean they're good. You know?
Exactly.
So
agreed.
I'm really proud of her for making that decision and for reaching out to her sister. And we saw her go to her sister's baby shower. And it's just going to be nice that her kids are going to have cousins on her side.
Yeah. They could like go and take trips and, you know, they could have cousins come up there and stay with them.
What do you think?
I agree. I think even though Kale is a mother, she is still the child in this situation. And the fact that her mother is just 2 hours away, and I don't know, her mom knows she's famous. She's more than capable of Googling her and finding out what's going on. You know, the fact that she had a third baby, you know, she's able to find out. So she has the tools to just say, like, Kale and Lowry, what's going on? And read OK and Radar, you know? So I think if I found out that my mom was just like 2 hours away and not reaching out, I would be heartbroken. Kale is still the child, no matter what. Kale can be 40. She's still going to be the mother's child. So I think it was all on the mom, and she knows why Kale cut her off. You know, it's not rocket science. She knows that she had a drinking problem and, you know, she's made really bad choices. So she's fully aware. So she needs to, like you said, fix herself and then go find Kale. So I think it was good for Kale not to, like, jump into her life and be like, hey, I'm here, I want a mom. And then maybe she's not ready yet. Maybe she's like, I still have demons, I still have these problems that I'm sorting out, I'll come to you. Mm-hmm. So I think Kale handled it really well.
Right, and I mean, we never know if Susie is going to get to that point. You know, I mean, like we said before, Butch is in his 50s, 60s, and he's finally gotten there. And who knows if it's going to last.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just feel like Kale should continue what she's doing. I think she's doing a great job.
Yeah, she's a great mother. She has great friends. And now she has a sister. And we met her at the Pothead launch party.
Did we?
Yeah, she was there.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she was there. She was with, like, Lindsay and all them.
And we knew it was her sister?
Yeah, we knew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I think I literally said that's her sister. But yeah, so she was there, you know, so it's good to see them come together, you know? So even though it's been years, and even her sister said, Michaela said, you know, oh, I've missed out on so much. There was no anger. There was no, I can't think of the word, like.
Animosity.
Yeah. Like, you know, you missed out on so much. They were just like, you know what? We need to start over. We need to move forward. I'll make more of an effort. I'm having children now. I think children really do change everything. Like, now that her sister was pregnant, she was like, family is so important. So, you know, they wanted to just start over. So I think Kale made the right choice for rebuilding a relationship with her sister over her mom.
I agree. So we did Brie, Kale, Leah, Chelsea. Now it's time for the big one.
Janelle. Yeah, so we got more info on Janelle's side of the 911 call.
Should we start with Babs, though?
Talking to the producer?
Yeah, let's start with Babs.
Yeah, so
let's
yeah, Babs came before, yeah, because there was a screen saying that Janelle didn't want to film days after the incident. So the producers met up with Babs, and I feel like Babs knew that
she did
something really, really bad happened. And a lot of people were giving Babs a lot of backlash for what she said, because I guess for Babs to say, you know, I'm not going to hunt Janelle down and be like, what is wrong? I'm not going to, you know, go up to her and be like, you need to tell me every story. Like, you know, he abused you allegedly. I think fans maybe wanted Babs to like step in, but Babs was saying, you know, we're just getting on good terms. I don't want to jump in and make accusations and talk about something. If she doesn't want to, I don't want her to get mad at me. So Bab said, I want to take a step back and let her come to me if there's an issue.
I completely agree with Babs.
Yeah.
I think Babs made the right decision. How many times have we seen in the past Barbara storm into her house and curse out her baby daddy because of a similar situation? How did Janelle react to that? She did not react well.
Yeah,
that,
she was fuming.
The whole reason her and Babs are estranged, a big reason, is because of David. Because Babs did not like David.
Yeah.
She was against him. She talked bad about him to the cameras, bad about him to Janelle. She finally got her daughter back. And Babs understands that if she goes to Janelle and is like, you need to get out of this, and goes against David, Janelle's going to go with David.
Exactly.
Like Nathan said, because they interviewed Nathan too about it, Nathan said the same thing. She's covering up for him.
100%.
And Babs needs to build her trust. Because it's still rocky. I mean, it's new.
Yeah.
Once Janelle has her mom's trust, I genuinely think if she really is in a bad situation like we all think she is, and if something happens again, I think Janelle will go to her mom for help. Just like with Kaiser, when Nathan wouldn't give her back, that's what brought them together, because Janelle called her mom and was like, I need you. Janelle has no family.
Yeah, she doesn't have her sisters,
her brother.
Literally.
Her dad is like, you know.
Who knows where.
Yeah.
So she has absolutely no one. And I don't even think she has great friends.
Exactly.
To lean on.
No, she doesn't.
So she is isolated on the land with David. So I think Babs made the right call.
She made the complete right call.
You know, it obviously was a really terrifying situation. But, you know, I think Babs wanted to just sit back and say, if something worse happens, then
she'll come to me.
Yeah. Like, I need to let her come to me. Yeah. She's an adult. And a lot of people were giving backlash. They're like, Janelle needs your help. We all know Janelle needs help. We all do. MTV probably knows, as everyone always says. They're like, MTV, like, witnesses all this, allegedly. I don't know. But everyone knows. Everyone who watches the show knows.
Yeah.
Janelle needs to get out. Janelle needs help. So I think Babs made the right call.
She's never taken this approach. And in the past, all the approaches she's taken hasn't worked. So it's like, why not try something new?
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
So they interviewed Nathan. Nathan said, you know, I care about the mother of my child. I care about my child. Where were they? Nathan did say, like, at first she was like, that's none of your business. That's none of your business where the kids were. Nathan's like, yeah, it is. That's my child. And she did admit that no one was really watching the kids while they were sleeping, and everything kind of went on.
She said they were sleeping,
obviously no one was really watching them if everyone's outside. But he was obviously concerned, which I think fans like to see, you know, even though they have horrible, horrible history and are always fighting. People were glad to see that Nathan still is on her side no matter what, because he hates David. And I totally agree with him. I would despise the side of him. But, and then the ice cream, when they went to get ice cream, Janelle agreed to film days after. And yeah, Babs really didn't waste any time. She's like, so that 911 call with Jace there, who's fully understands everything, little Ensley, I think those were the only two kids there. And Babs said, what's up with that 911 call? Janelle, I think, made a lie.
Okay. So Janelle said that she was mad at David. They had friends over. She wanted him to get more alcohol or more drinks, whatever it was. He said he wasn't answering his phone.
He was, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Spotlighting. And drinking, which is illegal.
Great idea.
But
he wasn't answering his phone. She was getting mad. He finally pulls up. She goes at him cussing. Screaming and going crazy. She then falls into a hole. David, Superman, tries to catch her. He ends up falling on top. I want to see how big this hole was.
Right? What kind of hole do you have in your yard?
Yeah. He ends up falling on top of her. And that's when then Babs was like, well, why'd you call the police?
Yeah, because she was like, it was just one thing that really just left fans and viewers annoyed was when she's like, it was just a big misunderstanding on my part. Like, why are you blaming yourself, Janelle? No, that's not your fault.
Listen, I'm sure you have too, gotten into drunken fights with significant others.
Oh, yeah.
I have never felt the urge to call the police on my significant other, no matter how bad the fight was.
Never.
It didn't even cross my mind. So for you to call the police knowing that the media is able to get 911 calls shows that it had to have been more than a trip.
Yeah. And, oh, he fell on top of me. It was just a misunderstanding. That's not a misunderstanding. And it did not sound like a misunderstanding. And even Babs, like, if you just watched her face, she was like,
She was like, well, that 911 call was heartbreaking.
Yeah, because no way you bawl your eyes out if someone tripped. And how scary was Janelle's face when she was like, I was like, you pushed me down. And he was like, no, I didn't. Like, her face was so scary. And people actually noticed her neck.
Yeah?
Was like beet red. And everyone's like, why is your neck like literally fire red?
Yeah.
And she was like, I was upset because like MTV wouldn't let it go unless I talked about it.
Yeah, she didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, because you're lying. Just saying. Like, at least I think she's lying. It's really, really scary, and I wonder what else they're going to show, because, you know, she explained it.
That was pretty much all the drama.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see how they are moving forward. The next episode, Janelle and David show up to the shoot, and the production has to shut down. So it's interesting to hear, like, you know, to wonder if there's going to be more to this story.
I think so. I feel like MTV will throw something that hasn't been out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think Janelle has been in abusive relationships before.
Yes.
Nathan, she accused him of abuse. Corlin, she accused him of abuse.
Kifa. She accused.
And she's gotten out of all of them. I know this is different because she's married. But I do think that if it gets really, really bad, I think she'll, now that she has the support of her mom, I think she's more likely to get out of it.
Because before, you know, she made up with her mom, she didn't have anywhere to go. If she was to pack up and leave, she would have went to a hotel. Do you remember that night when they were fighting?
She went to the hotel with Kaiser?
She was like literally about to give birth to Ensley and they had that fight. And I mean, they had to go to they had to go to a hotel because the house that they were renting, they didn't have the keys for.
Yeah, he didn't pick up the keys, she didn't pick up the keys.
Both. Well, she was, like, also, like, 9 months pregnant, so he should have picked up the keys. But she was, like, furious that she had to go to a hotel. So I highly doubt that, you know, Janelle would have packed up her bags and gone to a hotel, knowing how, I mean, he's, in my opinion, dangerous.
You think she's scared?
Oh, I think she's so scared. And everyone always says that. They're like, she's way too scared. She's in this way too deep, like, marriage, has a kid. She built this life with someone, so she's just terrified to leave.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in the end, I hope that she can utilize her mom.
I hate to say it, but, I mean, I hope. I kind of kind of wish that it was just a drunken misunderstanding.
Yes.
I don't want to see her getting abused by her husband. So all I can say is, no matter what happens, wish her the best. If it is abusive, get out. If it's not, still get out if you're unhappy, because you guys are clearly having issues.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see what happens on next week's episode.
We shall see. Did you see the trailer for next week?
Yeah. So
what happens?
So David shows up. So they have to stop shooting. Chelsea gives birth on next week's episode.
Lane.
I know.
Do you like the name Lane?
I do.
Me too.
Lane Eddy. So I'm excited about that. Leah's house floods. Kale talks to her friend. What's his name? He was on this week's episode.
Mark.
About her sister's baby shower. And then Brianna and John, I guess, just keep heating up. So, yeah, it's going to be a good episode, I think. So we'll see. And we'll obviously recap it next week. On this week's Teen Mom Tease, is Kale getting married again?
What?
I know. Even though she had a messy divorce with Javi, she announced that she's getting married again. So make sure you head over to okmagazine.com for all those very exciting details. Well, everyone, that is all we have for this week's episode. Make sure you tune in next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye.